The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, Buffalo Bills fans. It's Matt Warren, editor-in-chief at BuffaloRumblings.com, host of Buffalo Rumblings Q&A on the Buffalo Rumblings Podcast Network, sitting in for Anthony Marino in today's Breaking Buffalo Rumblings episode. You may be wondering why we're throwing this brand new podcast into your feed kind of out of the blue, but if you're not up on social media and weren't on BuffaloRumblings.com today, you may have missed that the Buffalo Bills have cleared quarterback Josh Allen, safety Dean Marlowe, and fullback Patrick DeMarco from the concussion protocol, meaning all three of them can play on Sunday. Allen, of course, is the headliner. The Buffalo Bills starting quarterback is set to take over the reins against the Tennessee Titans after being knocked out against the New England Patriots late in week four. I think the belief all week was that Allen was going to play. He popped right back up from the hit. He was able to run off the field. He had been, of course, limited in practice because of the concussion protocol, but had been trending that way all day. And on Friday, he practiced fully, according to the Bills. That means all he had to do was clear the last cognitive test before he was able to be taken off the concussion protocol. It's really interesting because once you practice in the team, then it's to test whether you can come back from full contact, but it's not like quarterbacks get hit during practice. So it was really a formality at that point once we saw that he practiced fully on Friday, unless something randomly came and popped up. I think this is a good thing. The Tennessee Titans have a very good defense. They're not as good as the Patriots were last week, but they have a very good defense, and the Bills will have an added dynamic with Josh Allen in the game. It is also a little bit comforting to me that he practiced fully on Friday. It's not like he was out all week and or even was limited all week and then came back and just was able to step in for a few snaps on Friday or something like that. He was in every single practice this week. You know, what he was actually able to do is a little bit different, but he was able to throw against air earlier in the week. He was able to install the game plan. He was able to pretty much do almost everything he would normally do as the Buffalo Bills quarterback this week. So I'm not worried at all about his preparation for this game. I'm a little bit worried about his playing style. We'll see how it changes on Sunday against the Titans now that he's actually been knocked out in an NFL game. I don't want to gloss over the other guys that were on the list as well. Patrick DeMarco is going to be a very important member, not only on special teams, but on the offense. And Dean Marlowe, again, not on just on special teams, but also on the defense. Marlowe's been in on 8% of the defensive snaps. And with Taron Johnson out, he's a solid backup for them in the defensive backfield. But he's also played 22% of the Bills' special team snaps this season, a big number. DeMarco's number, even bigger. DeMarco has played in 44% of the team's special team snaps and 23% of the offensive snaps. They used him a lot in week one and have been using him less and less each week. So it wouldn't have been like, you know, dire straits or something if he wasn't available. But he really does bring a lot to the table, both on offense and special teams. So it's nice to have Patrick DeMarco in the lineup as well. There is one little matter left to address. The Buffalo Bills released offensive tackle Connor McDermott earlier this week. Some thought that it may have been a precursor towards signing a quarterback if Allen wasn't going to be able to go, but now Allen's going to be able to go, so that roster spot wide open. It looks like, at least the common consensus is that Duke Williams, the wide receiver, will be promoted to the active roster. And if you look at the Bills injury report, that might be wise. Cole Beasley sat out Friday's practice as a rest day slash ankle. He's listed as a full go for the game, but that should raise a little bit of a red flag in your brain. Robert Foster was a full practice all week, but was limited by his groin injury on Friday. With Corey Thompson, the linebacker, out, and Devin Singletary, the running back, still nursing his hamstring injury, the Bills might need some help, whether it's on offense, with Beasley, Foster, and Singletary missing or being limited, or on special teams with Corey Thompson being out. So he's been working with the first team punt unit this week during practice, according to Joe Biscaglia of The Athletic. So it would be it would make a lot of sense if Duke Williams was the guy promoted to the 53-man roster in place of Connor McDermott this week. That's going to do it for this special episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings before the Buffalo Bills take on the Tennessee Titans in Nashville on Sunday. Stick here for all of your Bills news, whether it's on Breaking Buffalo Rumblings or on Rumblings Q&A, Believe, Circling the Wagons, or any of the other great Bills podcasts on the Buffalo Rumblings Podcast Network. Go Bills.